Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been discussing the humanity of Jesus, the belief that the Word, Jesus, took on flesh and became one of us. You see, as Christians, we believe that Jesus is both fully God and fully man. He's not 50% God and 50% man, but he's 100% God and 100% man. And Jesus' two natures, his humanity and his divinity, these are inseparable. He's fully God and fully man, two distinct natures existing at the same time in one person. And this is honestly one of the great mysteries of the Christian faith. It's hard to fully wrap our minds around. But today's passage is found in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And here we find the traditional Christmas narrative. The angel of the Lord appears to the shepherds who are keeping watch over their flocks. And as this angel stood before them, he brought them good news of great joy, that a Savior had been born in the city of David. And then the angels told the shepherds how to find the baby, how to go and find the Savior. And so the shepherds, they traveled to Bethlehem, and they found Mary and Joseph and Jesus, just as the angel had told them. And the shepherds were the first people to go and to tell others that a Savior had been born. And the shepherds, they returned to their fields, it says, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and all that they had seen. And Mary, it says, she treasured up all these things in her heart. You see, in these verses, in this passage in Luke chapter 2, we see both the humanity and the humility of Jesus on full display. You know, Jesus didn't come as a conquering king. He wasn't born into wealth or into prestige. He wasn't the king or the Messiah that the people of Israel were expecting. They were hoping for your traditional king who was born from royalty and had wealth and power and prestige. No, Jesus came as a baby born in a manger in this insignificant town to this unimportant family that nobody knew. He was born in the humblest of circumstances. And in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, talking about Jesus, Paul says this, "Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness." And you see, this is our Savior. This is our King that we remember and that we celebrate at Christmas, this baby born in a manger. And during the Christmas season, we remember that Jesus did not simply come down to us, but that Jesus became one of us. He humbled himself and took on the very nature of a servant, and he stepped into our mess and into our brokenness in order to save us, in order to rescue us from our sin. And you see, if Jesus was just a man, well, then he could understand us. He could empathize with us, but he couldn't help us. And if Jesus was only God and not man, he could help you, he could save you, but he couldn't really understand you. But because Jesus was both God and man, born in the humblest of circumstances, he understands you and he can help you. And so today we want to take time to thank Jesus for the incredible sacrifice that he made, stepping out of heaven, leaving glory to come and rescue us, becoming one of us, fully God, fully man, to rescue and to save us from our sins. So I'm going to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So God, today we just want to stop and reflect just on the humility that you showed. God, by stepping out of the glory of heaven into our mess, into our brokenness, taking on human flesh and taking the form of a servant. And God, you didn't come as a conquering king. You didn't come as a king born to wealth and prestige. You came as a baby born in a manger. And so, Lord, today we thank you for the incredible sacrifice that you made. And Lord, we ask that this would be on our heart and be on our minds as we celebrate during this Christmas season. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.